What's up, Delaware Extra Church? How's it going? You guys doing good? Are you guys just quiet because it's cold outside? Yeah, maybe, right? Hey, thanks for being here today. If you're new to Delaware Extra Church, my name is Sam. I'm the pastor here. And I'm so glad that you took the time to spend Sunday morning with us. We are in this sermon series called White Church. But before we go there, I do got to make a statement here. I might not be as energetic today. Let me give you a reason why. Last Friday, we went to X throwing. We had date night at the church. So let me encourage you this. If you, next time it comes around, the date, just sign up. Come join Laura and I. It's a lot of fun. We went and we had about 8 couples, I believe, and we got to throw eggs at this thing there, whatever, you know. And then it ended up being that Laura won. She gave me a tramp stamp right there because she won. I forgot to say that at first service. I don't think I have it anymore. I took a shower a couple of times. So, but here's the thing. Since Friday, I have been able to go to bed. Can't close my eyes. It's not fun when your wife can throw an axle and win the thing. You never know what she's going to do, you know? Like axle and knives. I have been a little tired because I haven't slept. That's a joke. If I don't show up to church on Sunday morning, you know what happened. I'm just telling you what happened, okay? White Church, in the last few weeks we have talked about this, and this is every January. I take a little bit of the time, I take the four weeks in January just to inspire you about the importance of church, the importance of what we do this, and how it is important to you, and how it is important to me, and how it is important to all of those that you see on a Sunday morning basis. So I'm just taking this time for us to reflect about the importance of church. In the month of February, we're going to have an amazing sermon is called Simply Jesus. I'm really excited for that. But until then, I really want to pump you up on the importance of being part of church. And so last week, I start to change the statement that I say often here. We are imperfect people living messy lives, but we love Jesus and we love one another. I think most of you guys know that statement. And I said, we're going to switch that a little bit, take it to the next level. And we're saying this now. This is the statement that I want you to memorize it, because this is a statement that we, as a core value, that we're going to apply to us as a church from here and on out. And I say this, everyone is welcome. I mean, I know that that's a cliche on churches out there, that everyone is welcome, but I know that as soon as someone different walks in, people are looking weird at them and so on and so forth. Listen, let me tell you, Delaware Christian Church, I want to be the kind of church that embraces everyone. Jesus had his arm right open for every single person, and so that's the kind of the church that I want us to be. It doesn't matter where you came from or where you're going. God wants to have a relationship with you, with a relationship with the people out there, and we ought to be the kind of church that welcomes people in. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Everybody's walking towards Jesus. We're all going towards him from different directions and in different speeds. So it is important that we understand that we can be having our expectations on people's lives, but only the embrace and join hands with them and walk in life with them. Nobody's perfect. I mean, so many of us think that to go to church or to be the church, we have to be perfect. And I think the Bible kills that in many different ways by saying that your perfection does not come from you, but from the righteousness and the perfection that Jesus wraps in us because of him. So nobody's perfect. Jesus is the one who works in us and transforms us. Anything is possible. I love that statement because the Bible tells us that God is powerful, he's sovereign, and he can do immeasurably more than you can ever think, right? He can do whatever he wants. He's a sovereign God, and I know there is a great possibility in God's hand, for we have an amazing and loving God. Nobody thought that John 3:16 was possible, but we see that Jesus came to die on the cross so that we could become part of God's family. So it is important that for all those who believe can become part of God's family. So it is important that you start to embrace this statement and so that we can live it out in the life of Delaware Christian Church in the years to come. So welcome to week 3 of our mission vision series. I'm calling White Church. This series is designed to encourage and to fuel your fire on the importance of church in your life and in the life of those who are surrounding you right here, right now, this morning. but not only about us, about our community also. Last week I asked the question, what's the point of church? Why church? What is so important about it? And we look at the mission Jesus gave his followers when the church started. We look at how one of the early church leaders, the Apostle Paul, tried to stop the church from becoming what God has for us, and how he, Paul, experienced Jesus and got his life transformed, and then he tells us about it on 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Paul reminded us how good and vital the message of the church is. So last week we talked about these three things, and I'll go through them very fast here. Jesus offers to make us new and righteous, right? He offers to come to us in our mess with grace and with mercy, apply his healing and forgiveness to all of our hurts, bad habits, and hang-ups. He wraps us with his perfection, with his righteousness, which qualifies us for heaven. And I talked about the demo day, right? And I even show you some pictures of the Fixer Upper show from Chip and Joanne, where, you know, they got this house that was not so much of a good condition, and they got and then they go on and they demo and they remodel it, and they become the house that was not so good becomes this beautiful house. And I talk about how God, through Jesus, do that in us, right? When we meet Jesus, it is demo day, and when the love and forgiveness and healing power of Jesus, he meets us where we are at. I mean, he starts to take all those fear-eating fear away, addictions away, and depression away, and anxiety and anger, and all those things that separate us from God. He starts to take those things away from us, to remodel us, to restore us, and replace all those things in life with a new life, with peace, with comfort, and with a new vision and a new meaning to life. We talked about that, and then we talk also about when we are the remodel Jesus bring in our lives is possible only when we are reconciled to our Creator. And that's what Paul says, that is only possible because we get to be reconciled with God, and it is God who is it is God who is bringing all these new things into our lives through forgiveness, healing, and through guiding us into a better life with one another, with those in our lives. And then we finished that sermon last week talking about the importance of making disciples, and because we disciples are not born, they ought to be made. So we become then an ambassador to Jesus, where we're going out, spreading the gospel, and then making disciples. And so I'll continue on that message from last week today into the bulk of the message today, meaning that if disciples are not born, they are made. There are three things that we ought to pay attention. There are three things that we ought to do in order for people to be made into a disciple of Jesus, right? So the first thing is this, jump right into it, is letting people know they can be in good terms with God by connecting to Jesus. And that's more or less what Paul left us last week as we were looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He's like, you know what? People need to be connected to God, to God and to Jesus. And they can be in good terms with God. And I have found in the church that so many of us, so many people in the church don't think they can be in good terms with God or connect to Jesus because of the things they have done in their past. How many of us are so held up by the past, right? It's held up by, or we allow the past to continue to influence us on our walk with God. And we say, listen, I cannot be in good terms with God. God would never love me because of all these things I have done, because all these things that has happened to me. I can't be connected to Jesus. He's too holy. He's too good to be connected to someone like me. I usually use extreme stories, stories that I have experienced in my own life. And I'm about to tell you an extreme story of how anybody and anyone, it doesn't matter what you have done in your life, can be connected to Jesus. In 1986, 87, in my dad's church, they had a medical mission where they went out into the community, and they would park a dentist trailer. They would park on a roundabout with permission of the city, of course. They would park on the roundabout, and people from all walks of life would go there and get a free dental treatment. They'll get in there, they got their tooth or teeth or whatever the right word is, treated, and then they would go home. But they would get some information from them first, so to keep track of them the next time they stop at the same location, you have the list of treatments that they need and the treatments that has already been done. I'm going a little fast here because I'm going to run out of time, so I don't want to just keep you here for a long time. So on that one specific day, this one guy walks in there and he gets his treatment done. And my dad was asking him, "Hey, where do you live? You know, what is your name? Where do you live?" And so on and so forth. And he's like, "Well, I don't have a house. I've been living on the street. I've been sleeping on the street for a while now, for about 3 months. I just got out of jail. Didn't have a family to go, place to go. So I've been sleeping on the streets." And my dad took him home. His name is Javaé. He has went to be with the Lord now. But his name was Javaé, and he was an assassin. He was a professional assassin. I said a serial killer in the first service, and I messed that up. He was a professional assassin. If you need someone killed, you hired him up, and he would go and do the thing for you. He went to jail for 20 years. Brazilian laws is different than American laws. I know in America, if you did something like that, you probably end up in jail for the rest of your life. But he spent 20 years in jail and came out of jail on the streets. So Brazilians are a little nicer to people like that, right? And then you release them on the street and somebody pick them up and bring them home. That's how it works. That was supposed to be funny, but you guys didn't laugh, so. So my dad brings Javaé home, and I grew up with a grandpa at home, and his name was Javaé. Javaé loved me and my brother, protect us, and he loved us. And Javaé started to walk with Jesus. He started to have his life been transformed by Jesus. And the last memory I have of Javaé, it was 1994. We were moving from Goiânia, the place I was born, to Campinas, São Paulo, where my parents live today. And the last memory I have of Javaé is that he was serving communion at church. He was serving communion at church. He was in the front passing down communion to God's saints. A guy who deserved all the worst being done to him, now finding new life, being connected to Jesus, finding transformation, and serving at church. See, this is what I'm trying to tell you, is that it doesn't matter who you are, what you have done, you still have time to be connected to Jesus. Jesus has his arm wide open, and he says, "Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. I will love on you. I'll take care of you. If you walk with me, life will be changed. It will be transformed. I gave you extreme true story." Just for you to understand that it doesn't matter what you have done, God wants you to be connected to him. And that's why one of the reasons why church is so important, because it gives us an opportunity to tell people you can be in good terms with God. You can connect with Jesus. You can have your life being transformed. You can connect with Jesus and with others for a better living. And here in Delaware Christian Church, we have some great ministries that allow you to be connected to God and allow you to be connected to other people so your life can be different, so your life can change and can have a whole new meaning. I mean, there is a list of ministries, and let me bring you two that are very important for us here at Delaware Christian Church that I think you need to take advantage of. As I look in the room, there is a 50-50 split, right? 50% is guys and 50% are girls, ladies, right? And we have two amazing ministries. We have a men's ministry that I'd love for you to be part of, guys. Right there in the middle of your weekly, there's a men's ministry that meets at 7:30 a.m. every second and fourth Saturday of the month at Panera Bread in Delaware. Listen, men's ministry Bible study allows us guys to come together in a place where we can talk about guys' things. We can share of our fears. We can share of our problems, meaning our wives. And we can... it just gives us a place, a safe place for us just to walk live together with one another. I mean, there are things that are only for us, and the other guys understand, and it gives us a safe place for us to connect and to grow in relationship with one another. But it's not about only guys. There's also a women's ministry stuff, which is not as good as guys. But hey, you know, I'm joking. You guys are not laughing today. You guys are going to get me in trouble. You better start laughing. There's women's ministry Bible study. Listen, there's a women's ministry retreat that is in March 6th and 7th. And the registration started. This is last year, I think, was like 100 ladies. 100 ladies got together here, and we had to clean the carpet because it was all marked with water because they were crying too much. I'm joking. Maybe I should stop, right? But it was a great time. Ladies got uplifted. They got to pray for one another and to create, to get, make new friends and to pray, and the relationships develop and grow. Guys and girls, there is a lot to be connected here, and that's the kind of church that God asks us to be and to do, and we want to be that kind of church. People can connect to one another and to Jesus so life can be transformed. But it's not only about connection. It is also about equipping people to serve God. So because being made in a disciple is not only about connecting to God, connecting to people, loving them, loving God and loving others. It's also using of the gifts and ability that God has given us in order to bless those around us and the world. We have been given a great opportunity to bless those around us by being equipped by God. Right? The second point I want to give to you is equipping people to serve God. And if you're going to make disciples, we need to equip people to serve God. And I'd love to read from you Ephesians chapter 4. And I hope you brought your Bibles today. You can open to Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to read from verses 11 to 16. Okay? I'll read it from 11 to 16 to talk about the importance of being equipped to be able to do what God has called us to do, to lead people into being connected to one another and connect to God. So, in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13 says this. So, Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, and the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and became mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of God, of Christ. And let me stop here for a second. Let me tell you this. What Paul is trying to say here is that the leadership of the church, the elders, the pastor, the staff, they are put in the position that they are in order to equip God's people to do good works of service. It is my responsibility, is the elder responsibility, to put you in the position to succeed. James tells us this, that every good gift comes from above. Let me tell you, let me break down a truth about you today that if you didn't know it before, you know it now. All of us have gifts that God has given us. All of us. We all have been given something special by God. Some might be more artistic. Some might be more on singing. Like, I have a great singing voice, but nobody let me sing here. So that's the problem I have, right? So, you know, some people have the love to take care of kids or love to be hospitable to people. I don't know. We all have different gifts. And God says, hey, I've given you that gift, and that gift ought to be used. So I take this passage very serious, guys. Because I believe that every single person who comes through the doors of Delaware Christian Church ought to use their gifts in order to benefit God, in order to benefit those around us by connecting people to God. I love the growth aspect of this. Did you notice the growth aspect of this? He said that to equip his people for goods, for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. Until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, we can become mature, attaining the whole measure, the fullness of Christ. Do you see the growth aspect of it here? Basically, Paul is talking about how those in the body of Christ, in other words, you and I, DCC, we can be built up and grow in unity. Being equipped to do God's work is so important. But it doesn't stop there. In verses 14 and 16, Paul says this. Then we will no longer be infants. When we are serving, when we are giving of ourselves, when we are being built up, when we are coming together with other people to glorify God and to honor Him with our gifts and talents, then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. The clear understanding is that when everyone is engaged and using their gifts and serving, everyone in the church benefits from it. When people serve, the church is healthier, the church is more effectively, the church is growing, not only growing numerically, but growing in the knowledge of God, growing into loving God, loving others, and impacting the world that they live for Jesus. Paul is very clear that the body is more effective, is healthier, grows to be effective into spreading the gospel by how the people in it serve. Let me tell you this statement that is a hard statement for me to say, but it's a very important statement for you to understand. It is up there. You not serving is keeping us from what God has called us to be. If we were meant to connect to Jesus and to connect others to Jesus, and God uses the church as a bridge on that connection, it is important for you to understand that you not serving, you not using of your gifts and ability in order to connect people to Christ is keeping us from doing what God has called us to do. You not serving is keeping us from being what God has called us to be. I know many of us resist a statement like that, but let me read from you from 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. I think Peter is a little bit more clear than I with my accent, right? So he says this in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Let me read it again. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various form. Delaware Christian Church, you have been given a gift by God. And he has dreamed of your spot right here in this place. And he's saying, listen, you are a part of a greater role, whole. And you not doing your part. Make the church less healthier and less effective. And let me tell you this, there are many areas here at Delaware Christian Church for you to use your gifts and ability. We have a list like this of all the ministries that we have at Delaware Christian Church that you can be plugged in, that you can be part of and use your gifts and your abilities. I mean, there are many that we don't even think or talk about very often, like transportation ministry. There are people that come to church on a Sunday morning because of our transportation ministry. They're unable to drive or to be at church on their own. So we provide a great transportation for them to come. A place that they can, they don't have to worry about it. We can go there, we pick them up, and we bring them to church. The chairs you're sitting on here this morning was put together by the host ministry. There are guys that come here a little early in the morning, and they come and they vacuum and they clean up and they set it up the room so that you can come and be connected to Jesus, so that you can grow in your faith and you can grow in a relationship with one another. There are several areas of service at Delaware Christian Church. How many of you guys drink the coffee in the morning? I do. I love the coffee in the morning, right? There are ladies who come and serve, ladies and guys who come and serve on that ministry. So if you go to the foyers at the welcome counter, you can get one of these lists. But we want to make it easier for you, easiest as possible. So I have a slide that we're going to explain something for you. So we have this ability now to text to serve. You want to volunteer? You text the word serve to this text. And I'd love for you to try it today to do that. I'd love for you to try that today. And here's the thing. I know sometimes you're like, oh, if I text, I'm trapped. I promise you, if you text serve, you're not quite trapped yet. All right? Okay? You're not quite trapped yet. So when you text serve to that number right there, 704-267-4488, you're going to receive a message that was going to say like this. It's going to say this. We're excited you want to serve the church. Reach Delaware and the world to Jesus. Thank you, Sam, because I texted. So if you text, it's going to say your name. Thank you. And then it's going to say, please reply with what area you are interested in serving. And they list the areas of service for you there. Now, if you text after that, you're on your own. All right? Okay, then you're trapped, right? But until then, you are not. But I encourage you to try it, right? I encourage you to try it and to make it easy. But here's the thing. I want you to think about you, the gift that God has given you, and then to text and to say, you know what? I'm good with kids, so I'd love to. You know what? I'm a guy, and I don't like messing with kids, so I love to help set up. I love to do something in the life of the church, in the functionality of the church, so people can come on a Sunday morning and be touched by Jesus, and therefore, after a little journey with us, their life being transformed. Now, if you just want to text somebody, you can text hi to the same number, and we're going to say hi back to you. And if you need a prayer request, we'll pray for you. You can respond it there too. We're going to start using text as one way to communicate with you to make it easier so that we can have just be in touch with one another more often. But there are so many ministries in the life of the church that needs you, that needs you. There are people in our community that needs you. So I pray and I ask that you would take in consideration serving in the life of Delaware Christian Church, because this is our vision. I have our vision right here. Your serving allows us to be able to do what God has called us to do and to fulfill what God has put for us to do. Someone texted me today after second service and said, Pastor Sam, a good reason for people to serve is that not serving means that those who are volunteer have to give more of their time to get the same amount of work done. There is a group of people that are giving of themselves every week in order for you to come and be connected to Jesus, and you give them the opportunity to rest, but also other people opportunity to be connected to Jesus, because this is our vision. We are an exuberant faith community that strive to experience God, growing their faith and relationship to impact the world for Jesus. In order for this to happen, we need you. I need you. I can't do this alone. I need you to come alongside me and to help us to be a healthier and more effective church here in Delaware, Ohio, for the name of Jesus. Experiencing God happens with us on a Sunday morning. Growing in our faith and relationship happens with us on a Sunday morning. So then it gives us what we need in order to go into the world and impact Jesus for Jesus, the world for Jesus. I want to finish the sermon with a challenge. I know this is not an inspirational message. It is more of a come alongside us serving message. But I want to challenge you today. It's an easy challenge, and it's something that I think is doable for all of us. I have heard many times people come to Delaware to church say, man, Pastor Sam, your church is so hospitable. Your church is so loving. Your church is so kind. Like, I have heard the feedback from people in our community, right? People from other churches that come and visit us, and they're like, man, Sam, your church is hospitable, man. And I was like, that's great. But it's hospitable because they talk about how they're hospitable because of the greeters and the people in the parking lot and so on and so forth, and that's great. But here's my challenge for you this morning. I would like to invite every one of us that attend Delaware Christian Church to consider yourself a greeter. Throughout 2020, I would love for you to take on the greeter T-shirt and say, you know what, this is my church, and I want to make sure that those who come to us for the first time, second time, or third time, they feel welcome and part of what's going on here. Let me tell you this, Delaware Christian Church, there are people on the fringes of our church, not currently being known, valued, and loved. And I want that to stop. I want us to be a community that loves on people. I want us to be a community that embraces people. I want us people to come to our door and to be talked to more than just once or twice. I want them to feel like, man, these people care about us because we do care about them. I don't know about if you know about this. Studies tell us that the first 7 minutes of someone at a church determines if they're going to come back or not. The first 7 minutes. So as people are driving through our driveway and parking their cars and going through these doors, they are looking at you and say, man, is this fitting? Is this people friendly enough? Can I have some, find some friends and walk life together with somebody here? 7 minutes. Listen, I haven't even started preaching for 7 minutes yet. But in those 7 minutes, people have already saw you, met you, said hi to you or not. And how we receive people overall, it is very important as we continue to know people, value people, and love on people. I know there are some of you out there that is introvert and it's like, Pastor Sam, that's for me to say hi to people on a Sunday morning, that's crazy. And I know this sounds like a cliff diving for you, but I invite you to step out of in faith in that practice, because I know that there's someone in here that could benefit from your smile, from your hi, from your shaking of hands. Each of you need to realize that you have a place in this church, that God has placed you in here for a reason. And we would love to see that reason being fulfilled in our midst, because I know that we are better when we serve one another together. So this morning's message is for you and I, that we would think about others and to serve as Jesus served. So I encourage you to stop in the foyer and get one of these and pray about which area of the church you are fitting to serve. In your name I pray. Amen.